This is the Cambridge English Advanced, Test 4. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a geology lecture they have been to. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
So, according to the lecture, we're living in what some geologists and scientists want to call the Anthropocene Age, the Age of Man.
It was certainly an eye-opener for me.
Me too. All that human activity, mining, damming rivers, deforestation, agriculture and the use of chemicals. Oh, I didn't realise it's made as much impression on the planet as major catastrophes, like eruptions and meteor strikes. Pretty much doom and gloom, I suppose. And the speaker lectured in a style to match, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Not an inspiring guy.
I'd seen all those charts and diagrams he used before in college. But anyway, what do you think about the actual name? You know, Anthropocene.
It's okay, if you know what it means. I think the good thing would be if labelling this period made people change their ways. But he did say that scientists are arguing about whether it's a valid concept. Do you think they'll ever agree with each other?
Maybe. Though sometimes debates like this can get pretty nasty, I believe. But that's not the point. We need to reassess the way we do things.
And they'll have to change all those charts of geological timescales.
So, according to the lecture, we're living in what some geologists and scientists want to call the Anthropocene Age, the Age of Man.
It was certainly an eye-opener for me.
Me too. All that human activity, mining, damming rivers, deforestation, agriculture and the use of chemicals. Oh, I didn't realise it's made as much impression on the planet as major catastrophes, like eruptions and meteor strikes. Pretty much doom and gloom, I suppose. And the speaker lectured in a style to match, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Not an inspiring guy.
I'd seen all those charts and diagrams he used before in college. But anyway, what do you think about the actual name? You know, Anthropocene.
It's okay, if you know what it means. I think the good thing would be if labelling this period made people change their ways. But he did say that scientists are arguing about whether it's a valid concept. Do you think they'll ever agree with each other?
Maybe. Though sometimes debates like this can get pretty nasty, I believe. But that's not the point. We need to reassess the way we do things.
And they'll have to change all those charts of geological timescales.
Extract 2. You'll hear a man talking to a librarian about e-books. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
What is the e-book, in the library's definition? I can't find one on the shelf, can I?
Good question. The narrow definition is a digital copy of a physical book that you download to a reading device.
So, suppose there's a book I want to read, and I think it's available on ebooks, and I want to read it. What happens?
Not every title you're interested in reading is available through your library. There's a selection process, naturally. You get on the library website and download the book if it's there.
So I borrow the book and read it on my iPad or whatever?
Many libraries loan out e-readers. We're still mulling it over, though.
And late fees if I hang on to it too long?
That's organised. The e-book simply disappears from your device. I think that's a nice thing about it.
But in a way, aren't you kind of spelling the end of libraries?
Well, libraries have transitioned successfully over a variety of formats in the past. Think about CDs and music downloads. That's proof enough for me that libraries have a future. Besides, at the moment, e-books are very much in demand, and we've got good partnerships with publishers and authors.
Thanks. That puts things into perspective. What is the e-book, in the library's definition? I can't find one on the shelf, can I?
Good question. The narrow definition is a digital copy of a physical book that you download to a reading device.
So, suppose there's a book I want to read, and I think it's available on e-books, and I want to read it. What happens?
Not every title you're interested in reading is available through your library. There's a selection process, naturally. You get on the library website and download the book if it's there.
So I borrow the book and read it on my iPad or whatever?
Many libraries loan out e-readers. We're still mulling it over, though.
And late fees if I hang on to it too long?
That's organised. The e-book simply disappears from your device. I think that's a nice thing about it.
But in a way, aren't you kind of spelling the end of libraries?
Well, libraries have transitioned successfully over a variety of formats in the past. Think about CDs and music downloads. That's proof enough for me that libraries have a future. Besides, at the moment, e-books are very much in demand, and we've got good partnerships with publishers and authors.
Thanks. That puts things into perspective.
Extract 3. You hear a student, Joel, talking to his neighbour about his studies. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Hey, Joel, how's college going?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Stone. Well, I do like the fact I'm majoring in science, but I'm struggling to get to grips with it at times.
Well, I know it can seem very abstract and theoretical at times, but after sitting in front of a computer screen all day at work, I love to get outside in the garden. It's such a nice change of pace.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, back in March, we bought these plants, but soon after, they turned sickly because the soil was too alkaline. So we put down sulfur to slowly turn the soil more acidic.
Ah, well, they look healthy now.
Exactly. But behind it all was chemistry. You might not like gardening, but it shows science's importance.
I guess my main question is how relevant my studies are to my future.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. Is it purely science you want to do? I've heard scientific jobs aren't as well paid as they used to be.
Oh, I'm sure working for some multinational company would pay well, but I'm not sure if that's the way I want to go. There are lots of related careers which might be more rewarding, intellectually as well as financially, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Money's nice, but it's not the thing which really inspires me.
Hey, Joel, how's college going?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Stone. Well, I do like the fact I'm majoring in science, but I'm struggling to get to grips with it at times.
Well, I know it can seem very abstract and theoretical at times, but after sitting in front of a computer screen all day at work, I love to get outside in the garden. It's such a nice change of pace.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, back in March, we bought these plants. But soon after, they turned sickly because the soil was too alkaline. So we put down sulfur to slowly turn the soil more acidic.
Ah, well, they look healthy now.
Exactly. But behind it all was chemistry. You might not like gardening, but it shows science's importance.
Hmm. I guess my main question is how relevant my studies are to my future.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. Is it purely science you want to do? I've heard scientific jobs aren't as well paid as they used to be.
Oh, I'm sure working for some multinational company would pay well, but I'm not sure if that's the way I want to go. There are lots of related careers which might be more rewarding, intellectually as well as financially, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Money's nice, but it's not the thing which really inspires me.
That's the end of part one.